storm, the storm. No, don't forget, He is Lord of all. There is a King of glory, there is a God who saves, one who is strong and mighty, freedom is in His name. Open the gates of heaven, lift up a shout of praise. There is a Lion roaring, Jesus the King of glory. So lift your eyes, standing on. There is one, only one, where my help comes from. There is a King of glory, there is a God who saves, one who is strong and mighty, freedom is in His name. Open the gates of heaven, lift up a shout of praise. There is a Lion roaring, Jesus the King of glory. Nations bow, mountains shake at the sound, just one name over.
Good morning, church family. Thank you for joining with us online and on television. We're so glad to have you today. This is an exciting weekend for us because we are gathering back on campus, but we know many people continue to watch online and TV because of certain health circumstances, recommendations from our governor and the CDC, and we're glad that you're still joining us in this format. For those who are traditionally online or on TV because you're homebound, we're always glad to have you join us each week as you have in the past and going forward into the future. I'm looking forward to our time of worship together. I hope it encourages you in your faith, that you're stronger for it, and I hope it blesses you in a very special way. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we enter into this time of worship. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to join our hearts together. We pray that you would speak to us through this experience as we sing out our praise to you, as we hear your word speak to our hearts. Make us better fit for your kingdom through this experience today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done
done great things. Oh, hero, heaven, you conquer the pain. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, name lifted high. Oh, God, you have done great things. You've been faithful through every storm. You'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things. And I know you will do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things. God, you do great things. Oh, heal heaven, you conquer the grave. Every captive and break every chain. Oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh God, you have done great things. Above it all, hallelujah, God, unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all, hallelujah, God, unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh God, you have done great things. You have done great things. God, you do great things.
A wonderful time in our service each week is when we have the opportunity and privilege of giving. There's a lot of fear in our world today about the economy and all the other issues we're facing, but we also recognize that our God is good and He has continually provided everything we need for all of life and everything we need to be godly, as Scripture promises over and over. And I know today that as God has blessed you, you're excited about participating and our morning offering. So right now, I want to encourage you to take the opportunity to give, either giving online. You can give through there on our website that's shown on the screen. You can text to give, or if you choose, you can mail in your offering. The important thing today is to participate in sacrificial and generous giving and trust in God to continue to meet our needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So I invite you to participate now in our offering as we continue to support the ministry of our church, the ministry of our missionaries around the world, and all the investment we are making in God's kingdom to see lives change forevermore. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give, and we pray now that you would take these gifts and use them for your glory, that lives would be changed, that people would come to faith in Jesus Christ, that they would grow in their discipleship journey, both here in the context of our church and throughout the world as we support people who are going forth in the name of Christ ministering the gospel. I thank you for all who are participating today. for their trust in you. And God, I pray that you would bless them for their generosity. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, how high would I climb mountains if the mountains were where you hide? Oh, how far I'd scale the valleys if you graced the other side? Oh, how long have I chased rivers from lowly seas to where they rise against the rush of grace descending from the source of its supply? 'Cause in the highland and the heartache, you're neither more or less inclined. I would search and stop at nothing. You're just not that hard to find. Oh, I will praise you on the mountain. I will praise you in the mountains in my way. You're the summit where my feet are. So I'll praise you in the valleys all the same. No less God within your shadow, no less faithful in the night needs restraint. You're the heaven where my heart is, in the islands and the heartache all the same. Does your kindness extend the path where your feet rest on the sunlight to where you sweep the sinners past? Oh, how fast you come running with just a shadow in the night. Trace my steps through all my walk me out the other side. For who could ever ascend that mountain, that valleyed hill called Calvary? For the one I call Good Shepherd, who like a lamb was slain. Praise you in the mountains in my way. You're the sun and where my feet are. So I'll praise you in the valleys all the same. No less God within the shadow, no less faithful in the night needs restraint. You're the heaven where my heart is. Ever I walk through, ever I am, your name can move mountains wherever I stand. Ever I walk through the valley of death, I'll sing through the shadows my song of ascent. Whatever I walk through, wherever I am, your name can move mountains wherever I stand. Whatever I walk through the valley of death, I'll sing through the shadow my song of ascent. My song of ascent. Oh, 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 oh.
but empty grave.
Oh,
I will praise you on the mountain. I will praise you in the mountains in my way. You're the summit where my feet are. So I'll praise you in the valleys all the same. No less God within the shadows. No less faithful in the night leads me astray. You're the heaven where my heart is. In the highlands and the heartache all the same.
It's so exciting that as a church, we're going to be gathering back this Sunday for those who are ready for that and those who are able. And perhaps you're watching today because you feel like it's not the right season for you to return back with us. Or maybe you've been in the situation where you've been watching by TV or online for a number of years now. We've been in unprecedented times, as you know full well. We have had a time, a season in our church when we have not been able to meet physically, and that's so unusual. If you think about it, our church has been meeting for pushing 200 years just about, and this season is the first time in that history of our church that we haven't physically met on this campus. Now, that's astounding when you think about it, and really think of it beyond our own context and how churches have been meeting Sunday after Sunday for centuries, short of maybe some issue with weather or something that popped up, but an extended time like this is unprecedented for the church to not meet physically together. So I'm so excited that we are joining back, coming back on campus for those who are able to do so. And I wonder today, have you missed meeting together? Again, maybe it's not time for you to come back because of health issues or age issues or your circumstance of needing to stay at home on an ongoing basis, but do you miss the gathering of God's people? That's a very important question because, listen, it's nice sitting on the couch and watching church. It's nice having church with a cup of coffee in your hand, just sitting back and enjoying the moment, maybe changing the channel if the preacher gets boring. But church means something to us, and it should be something that we miss when we're not gathered together. You know, it saddens me to think about the members of our church who've not met with us over this time, but really not just physically, but haven't even tuned in. We have members, I'm sure, who just follow the same pattern they've always followed. They come to church on a Sunday, they miss a few months, and they come back. And that should not be the pattern of our lives. Having not been able to physically meet together should be something that saddens us. It should be something that disturbs us and bothers us. We should feel like over this past couple of months that we've been missing something in our lives, like something has been lacking in us spiritually, like a key component of our relationship with God has been snatched away from us. Because without the church, our faith is lacking. Without the church gathered, our faith is incomplete. And now listen, I know there are some of you who have to, because of circumstances, gather in the fashion of watching on television or online, but deep down our longing should be to be in community, to be in relationship with other people. And I want you to see today that we are made to be together. That's why it's so important that we join back. And we're going to be safe in the way we do it. We're going to continue to be online and on TV. But we need to be together. Why do we go to church? For a lot of people, it's something they feel like they have to do. They're obligated to do it. And this pandemic has actually brought them some relief because now they don't have to go. Or when they don't go, they don't have to feel guilty about it because there's not church happening. They haven't watched on TV, they haven't been online, because for them to go to church is to do something they have to endure. They have to go through it because they have to, not because they want to. And they're relieved when the hour strikes and it's time to dismiss church, and even relieved now that all of this has happened. I hope your experience is not like that. I hope your experience is like mine. That I love the church. I love gathering with God's people. I love the experience of belonging and participating and having meaningful relationships in the context of a church family. Long before I was a vocational minister, I was active in church life. I think back to my home church in Warner Robins Central Baptist Church and the sweet times I had there, participating in the youth group and playing basketball with the men of our church and people who were pouring their lives into my life and discipling me and teaching me the Bible. And I loved going to church. I longed for the Lord's Day. And then as I went off to college, I went to Northside Baptist Church in Valdosta, and there I sat under great preaching and participated in the Sunday morning experience, and back on Wednesday nights and volunteering even in my college years, and went off to Virginia to school, and there it was a short time of not just attending church, but quickly going on staff at a church, and I've just always loved being involved in the life of a church. Now, there are things I'm called to do and paid to do, if you will, as a minister, but that's not the primary driver. It's that I love the church and I belong to the church, and that should be the same for you in your life, that you love God's people and you want to belong and connect with God's people. You see, you belong to the church. It's somewhere you belong in your faith. It's where you belong in your spiritual journey. Romans chapter 12, verse 5 says this, "Now, as we have many parts in one body, all the parts do not have the same function. In the same way, we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another." You belong as a member of this church to the other members of the church, and they belong to you. As one body linked together, we belong to one another. We are family here. The church is described as the body of Christ. It's described as the bride of Christ, but it's also pictured as a family. Paul portrayed the church as a family when he told Timothy to act as if all the church members were members of a larger family. He said this in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1. "Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters." Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, it portrays there as God as a father. "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name." Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers." We're a family of believers. 1 Timothy 2:17 instructs us to love the family of believers, to love being a part of a church family. God calls his followers to be part of a community of believers, to be part of a family of faith. You see, God's chosen means of relating to man in this world is through the body of Christ, through the church. Look at the evidence in Scripture. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Colossians, Philippians, Galatians, Ephesians, all of these were written about church relationships and how we interact with one another. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus were written to church leaders about how they needed to properly shepherd church relationships. Paul spent his entire ministry establishing churches, building up churches, encouraging people in the church. You see, it's impossible to understand most of the New Testament without the lens of belonging to a local church. Peter was part of a local church. Paul was part of a local church, as was Barnabas and Timothy and Titus. John was part of a local church, and when he was exiled to an island, he started writing to churches. They all knew they belonged to a group of people called the church. It was their family. The local church is like a family we belong to. And therefore, we need to be devoted to the church. We don't just belong to the church, we need to be devoted to the church. We learn the faithfulness to the church that was exhibited in the early church, and it serves as an example for us today. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says, they devoted themselves. They gave themselves over. They devoted themselves to the family of believers, to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. What changed the first century world was not great music or outstanding sermons preached by all the pastors. It wasn't some big special events they had on the calendar every year. What changed the world was the devotion of the members of the body of Christ to the Lord and to one another. You know, sometimes when family gets together, it's very fulfilling and it's very fun, right? I think back when I was a kid, we had family reunions at a lake in Louisiana. There I had a relative who hosted this event who had a ski boat, and we would swim off the dock and we would go skiing, and it was the best family reunion you could ever enjoy. It was a lot of fun. Look forward to it when it would happen. But then there were other times I would go down to my grandmother's house, and what seemed boring and not beneficial then, as she talked for about an hour or two about family stories and history, and I would just sit there and listen for all that time, and I thought this was of no use, but now I treasure those times as I look back. And sometimes we can think of church like that. We come and it's fun and exciting. There's some big thing that's really engaging. And other times we think, well, if I go or I don't go, it's really not going to make much of a difference, but it does over time. You see, it's not about if it's fun or cool or boring or a waste of time. I don't devote myself to family gatherings and family experiences because of what I gain from them. I'm devoted because I'm part of the family, and that's what it's like for the church. We gain something every time we gather. Being devoted to one another pays rich dividends. I mentioned all those churches of the past I belonged to and where I attended and served and all those experiences. If you had me write down today, Marty, what were 10 influential sermons you heard from those pastors? I might could name a couple of sermons. Marty, what was so influential in the events you attended and the worship gatherings and the music or whatever? There would not be a lot to put forward. It was just the experience of being devoted to the family. And I'm so glad we can begin gathering back and expressing our devotion to one another and to the Lord. It may be with masks and distancing ourselves from one another, but we get to gather. For those of you who need to, for a season or indefinitely, continue to watch on TV and online, you still belong to the family. Your circumstances prevent you from gathering, but you still belong to the church. And we look forward to connecting with you in the weeks to come, the months to come, and even connecting with you if you can't connect here with us in person. Let me challenge us today to know that we are part of this family. You don't connect with God's family when there's nothing else to do and the schedule fits in for you. If you love your church, you stay devoted to it. You stay connected to it more than just a time or two a month. You get deeply rooted in relationships, and that's so crucial for you in your life to not just watch or not just attend, but to connect with God's people in relationship. Some of you need to be challenged today that when it is the appropriate time for you, that you recommit yourself to our worship gatherings, that you're more devoted than at any time previously in your life. This is a great time to reconnect and recommit to God and to His church. If we love God and His church, we're going to be connected, where we can love and be loved, where we can serve and where we can be served. There's no better place to experience faith and express faith than in the context of God's church. You belong to this family, so I encourage you, be devoted to it. So many of you have been devoted even in these unprecedented times. Remain devoted, because as we close today, I want you to know this is where you belong. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 12, says this, For just as the body is one and has many parts, and all the parts of that body, though many, are one body, so also is Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. Indeed, the body is not one part, but many. It's all of us. As Paul concludes this line of thinking in verse 27, now you are the body of Christ, individual members of it. You're an individual person, but you are part of a bigger single unit, a single body, a body of believers we call Thomasville First Baptist, and I'm so glad you are a part of it. You are a part of this place. You are part of this family, and your membership here matters. So today, let's recommit ourselves to the Lord and to His church. Let's devote ourselves to service in God's church and to His people like never before. We're so hopeful for the other side of this pandemic. So hopeful for the reuniting of God's people and for revival to stir in our hearts. And I hope we're preparing now for the work that God has ahead for us. The work that's going to transpire in the context of the family of faith of First Baptist. Thank you for being a part of who we are. Let's look forward to great days ahead, even in the midst of all the uncertainty, because our God still reigns and God uses His church to do incredible things in this world. Would you pray with me? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your church that we can belong to. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to know you, to serve you in the context of a family of believers. Thank you for the people who make up this fellowship. And God, as we join back together, as we press on beyond this pandemic, Father, we look forward to your hand at work in our lives and in our church. So, Father, we pray toward that end. We work toward that end. We gather toward that end. And we pray you would stir revival in our hearts. And may we never again take for granted the gathering of your people. Father, we should have missed our time together. And if that's not the case for those who are listening today, I pray that you would renew their hearts and help us to understand, Father, something needs to change if we are not stirred in our hearts toward gathering again. Father, we should long for the gathering of your people. So let that be true in our hearts and help us, Father, as we commit ourselves to the days ahead. Father, bless our fellowship, renew our hearts, and draw us close together as we press forward in these times. And Father, I pray for those who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I pray that they would understand that that is the beginning point of joining together with a church family. That membership in church does not save us, baptism does not save us, but professing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and living under His Lordship. So I pray for that transformation, that new life that comes through believing on Jesus Christ. For those who are listening today who are uncertain about faith, that today they would receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. If that's you today, would you pray to the Lord? Ask Him for forgiveness of your sin. Confess your belief in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for you, and that He's risen from the dead, and make Him your Lord and Savior today. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us a place to belong, a family of believers. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for watching. I hope to see you soon. You continue to remain faithful to God's church wherever that places you.
VBS 2020 is still under construction. Join us for VBS at Home, a whole new experience where you can build the foundation of Jesus right in your house.
All of our friends, pre-K through fifth grade, are invited to join us June 15th through June 19th.
Register today at fbcthomasville.com.
Thank you again for being with us in worship today. We hope that throughout this next week, you will stay connected with us through our various social media platforms. If you have a special prayer request, we encourage you to reach out to your life group leader, your deacon, or a staff member. We would love to be praying for you and with you. We also look forward to next week and hope that you will join us again here for worship. Have a great week.